And for the 34th straight year, KFUE, the National Teachers Hall of Fame, and the Emporia State Federal Credit Union coming together for the radio auction, generating over $14,000.
Good to hear that. All right, Captain Haddon's with us, Chuck.
All right, it's time for our Newsmaker 2 with Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon, talking about bell ringing. Captain Haddon, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we need some bells in the background.
Ding, ding, ding.
It'll have to be us.
It is about bell time, huh?
Yes. Yes. So today, the kettle stands are out, and tomorrow the media will help us kick off our bell ringing season.
All right, so let's talk about that media activity, because I know where we're going to be, and we're ready to go at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch.
Yes, so we will have the media at Blue Stem, KVOE at Blue Stem, and then we'll have the media at the Walmart doors. And then we have 4-H'ers at Goods. So
okay.
They are always excellent bell ringers for us. So, yeah, our goal this year, again, is 50,000. So we have to work pretty aggressively to hit our goal. This is our traditional, annual fundraiser, again, which is only a very small part, of our overall operations and budget. But, yeah, it's a fun tradition. We encourage everyone, especially Thanksgiving next week, right? If you don't have anything to do with your kids, hey, get out there as a family, bell ring. We would love it.
So how can we get signed up to ring the bell, Captain?
We have a website called registertoring.com, and you can go on to that website. It will show you the locations that we have kettle stands and the times available to bell ring. Now, with one disclosure, if there is a time slot that doesn't look available, possibly somebody else has signed up for that time slot, or you could always contact me if it's an hour that I need to extend in the evening or something like that. We have control of that. But we need a lot of bell ringers to help us meet our goal. But that's not, we have tried to be creative every year with different ways to give. We've tried a QR code, and we're going to bring back the tap to pay. It will be at maybe a couple different locations. It's normally at Blue Stem. So, hey, when you pay, keep your card out. You can just tap $5, $10, or $20 gift. It's that easy. Just tap the little square on the sign. It's an electronic square, and it'll just a little lights will light up, and you're done. So that's a great way to pay, if you don't have any cash in your pockets. That sign might move around. It's the tap to give sign based on maybe if there's a bell ringer at a location that will really help promote that.
The other question I had here, Captain Haddon, is the need. Clearly, we help to meet a need here with KVOE Drive for Food and the food pantry side of operations back in late October. But how has the need maybe adjusted, adapted, and shifted since the federal government shut down? Really kind of went on pause here earlier this month. And how hard are some of your other operations getting tapped right now?
Yeah, so we did. I think we carried the burden of that in our food pantry when people were nervous of not getting their SNAP benefits on their cards. So that first 2 weeks, we tripled our pantry appointments. We added extra days for pantry appointments, and then the third week it did calm down, thankfully, because the people were able to get their food assistance. So yeah, we were a little worried there for a while, how long will our food last at that pace? But yeah, it has kind of gone back to normal. We did have our commodity distribution this week, which also helped. But we had a game plan. So we worked with United Way and the food relief team, to make sure that we now have, I think, what's a really good game plan for the future to move forward if crises like this happen again. But yes, your food drive was critical because it happened just the week before all of this. And so we were so blessed because people could come in and see, hey, the pantry's packed. We have a good variety on our shelves, and we were able to meet that need. The domino effect is, again, if people have used their resources for food, what about their utilities and what about their rent? And so, again, that is still a future determination because it's kind of a domino effect as that need trickles down. But that's, you know, hey, that's what the kettles do, is it supports us in being able to do this work for the community, because that's what we're here, again, I always say, to serve the community. And it takes people and a lot of hard work and manpower to do this work that we love doing.
Yeah, volunteer to ring a bell and donate to the kettles out there, Salvation Army.
Yes.
So where will the kettles be during the season? Do you have some standard locales?
Yes. So they will be at Blue Stem, Goods, the two Walmart doors,
okay.
Country Mart. So those have kettles all the time. We also have a Hobby Lobby and a Dillon's location, but because we aren't able to fill those sites with very many bell ringers, we may just do some pop-up kettles,
okay.
Which is a kind of a portable kettle stand I have that I can put out there when there is a bell ringer. You know, because I look at register to ring every morning before, you know, I put kettles up to make sure I've got kettles at each site that there is a bell ringer. But that's another option. If your business would just like a pop-up kettle for a special event that you're having, we can do that. Just let me know, and I can bring you a kettle for your event.
Sounds good.
Outstanding. Well, Captain Haddon, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, and hopefully we've got a good start here to a vital campaign for a lot of folks in need.
Yeah, absolutely. The weather changed, so guess what? It's kettle season.
Captain, thanks. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon. Yes, we'll be at Blue Stem from 8 to noon tomorrow. Stop by and see us.
Yeah, be sure to bring your change, bring your dollar bills, and help the Salvation Army.
KVOE, it is 9 o'clock.
In honor of American education.